The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
This episode of Pit Panther Rants and other Sportsman's Podcast is brought to you by The Sports Drink, your digital water cooler. Check them out, www.sportsdrink.org, or go to our Instagram page. It's at Sports Drink. Just remove the vowels. Go check them out.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good time that made us laugh away from bad. I thought we'd get.
Welcome into another Pit Panther Rants and another Sportsman's Podcast. Watt Harris, your host. And yes, it's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. Pitt's reign as ACC champion and, of course, probably even Coastal Division champion is officially gone, wiped out. All right, let's stop with the boys, the men. Yeah, Saturday night at Louisville, Pitt's reign as ACC champion, and probably, well, let's be honest, Coastal Division as well was gone. 2021 was a fun year. Lots of memories, lots of joy, but we're back to the same reality that we faced as Pitt fans. Like we always have, where we have a season with expectations, where we think it's going to be a good year, on paper at least, and then when you roll out the product, it's bad. You know, it's kind of like when you roll out like a new car or something on the assembly line. By design, it looks great, or, you know, if it's soft, you know, even if it's software, you know, anything, it's great by design, then it fails. Kind of like the Titanic. You know, Titanic was unsinkable. Nothing, you know, supposedly was all full of steel. But then when he realized that, they did, in fact, when they were building the ship, cut some corners. And there's some things and factors they didn't take into account when they were sailing. And that was going into a sea of icebergs and really, really cold water, you know, freezing water. And yeah, I mean, I guess you could say this season was like, I mean, you could probably say this season was like the Titanic in a way. You know, we had this awesome defense, which we still kind of do. you know, Izzy's back. Even though we lost Jordan Addison to the portal, our wide receivers were still good. You know, we just had it all going for us. But, you know, West Virginia, we kind of struggled a little bit. But we pulled off the win. Tennessee came, and we, you know, despite, you know, Keaton looked a little better that game. And if he doesn't get hurt, we probably win. That fell apart. Then Georgia Tech happened. You know, we exercised our demons against Western Michigan, at least. Georgia Tech happened, and then this happened. I mean, this game, I don't know where to begin with it. I'm not going to really analyze it too much because it's... All I can say is when I was watching it, I thought to myself, how in the hell are we still tied with these guys at 7-7? Keelan Slovis was 16-29, 150 yards passing, two picks. Both of them really critical ones, and on top of that, he had a fumble six, which wasn't really entirely his fault. The guy went in unblocked pretty much. Izzy had a nice game, given the fact he was basically a one man show. Given Bartholomew two catches, 24 yards. Jared Wayne two catches, 21 yards. I mean, if you look at the stats for Pitt in terms of receiving, I mean, it's not going to get done. And, of course, ESPN's playing their damn ads while I'm talking. But, yeah, Pitt lost two fumbles. You know, Hammond lost one. Slovis lost one. It's just, yeah. Overall, it was a bad game. Sebastian Dennis had a nice game. And Shane Simon did as well. Yeah, just a lot of unfortunate things happened for Pitt today. Let's see, anything else? AJ Woods had a nice pick. I mean, there's just some, you know, some silver linings. But overall, Louisville didn't do much either in this game. But they made enough plays to win it. I mean, Pitt, for some reason, can't. Pitt has a hard time for some reason with trick plays. I don't know what it is. If I was any type of a team, I would be running lots of trick plays. I'm sure when they face North Carolina next week, they'll throw some trick plays. But, I mean, Pitt's opening as a 4.5-point dog against North Carolina next week. Or this, 10-29? Saturday? Yeah, they're a 4-point underdog. 4.5-point underdog. Which is pretty generous if you think about it, because, well, it's generous for North Carolina because I would be hammering the 4.5 for North Carolina. That's just how I feel about it. I'm not sure how you guys do, but yep. But yeah, I mean. I just thought to myself, are we still really tied with these guys at 7-7? Now, Penner Doozy is sticking with Keon Slovis as his quarterback. That's his guy. I'm not sure why. I mean, if Pat's trying to get fired from, you know, and get a buyout, I mean, if he's trying to, you know, get something leaked, I mean, I don't know. Okay, something just popped up on my timeline about the Wisconsin leaks. Supposedly, let's see. Okay, there's a naked celebration of Wisconsin volleyball players. I mean, I hope that they well. You don't like the stuff being leaked out. I mean, but if you're making, I mean, if as long, I mean, if they made the videos, they made the videos. But if somebody shot these videos and leaked them, yeah, that's kind of jacked up. And I guess, and I think he's And I think they're selling them too. I have to look at this more and see, figure it out, but yeah. Yeah, we'll have to get back into this. I might have to do some more digging into this. But yeah, I mean, if they posted these, I mean, here's the thing. When you post stuff on the internet, it's there forever. So whether they posted it or, I mean, somebody else posted it that probably shouldn't have, I mean, that stuff is there forever. I mean, but, and I guess I'm reading that the person who's has the videos is selling them. I mean, I don't know. I think you're just about, you know. Oh, let's see. The account got suspended. Okay, so, yeah. I'll have to do some more digging into this. But, yeah, that just popped up on my timeline right now. But, you know, regardless, if it's on the internet, it's there forever. Okay, now I flew off talking to Naked Volleyball, you know. Volleyball players, women, of course. I'm sure if it's naked guys, I would have came across my timeline. I would have mentioned it as well. But either way, regardless of gender, if you're posting the stuff on the internet, it's gonna be there forever. You know, no matter what, someone's always gonna have a copy of it. Let's see. I'm going to the whole thing here. We have to get into the Steelers later, but because obviously there's some things going on there. Back to Pitt. Now, I said early in the season, before this season began, that this was probably going to be a more important one than last year's season. This was going to be a season where whether you prove or not that you're here to stay. And fortunately, we got our answer on Saturday. It wasn't the answer we wanted. It was basically, you know, last year, all the pieces fell in the right place. And we just happened to win 11 games. And maybe that's just what our program is at this point. That's what it's going to be. Is, you know, we're going to have a bunch of 7-5, 8-4 seasons, possibly 6-6. Then somewhere, every once in a while, we may hit, you know, hit magic, or we may not ever again, but it may be another 40 years before this happens. So it's just hard to say. I mean, we knew our reign was eventually going to end, but we didn't think it would end like this bad. Like, it would go from lighting up defenses to this whole mess. Now, Frank Sinetti's offense, I've seen it before, Pitt, it could be a really good offense. It was really good in 2009, but we had, let's see, a senior in Bill Stahl. We had Dion Lewis and Ray Graham. We had a really good offensive line. We had Jonathan Baldwin, and we had Doran Dickerson, Nate Byam, Henry Hanoski. We had a really good offense. And then we saw what Frank Sinetti's offense the next year was without Bill Stahl. It was Tino Cinzeri, basically. And it was a disaster. And for the most part, it was pretty much a disaster. And that's what we're seeing right now. As one person mentioned to me, Keon Slovis is more of a spread quarterback. He operates better of a spread offense. If you put him in a pro style, it's not going to work. And on top of that, his receivers have been a disappointment as well. I mean, overall, the whole passing game has been a disappointment. That's what I mentioned in the last podcast. But it's just, I mean, the drop-off has just been pretty bad. I mean, we're 4-3 now. I don't even know if we can get the 7 wins. But Pat is very stubborn in sticking with Keaton Slovis, and I have no idea why. Maybe he wants to be right, or he just wants a nice buyout if Heather wants to fire him. I mean, unless he's going to take another job somewhere, which, I mean, I'm not sure where he's... Well, he could go to Wisconsin because they would definitely would love him there. I'm not sure where he would go because, if programs see what's happening here, they're not going to hire him. If you wanted to leave, you leave after 11-2, that 11-2, 11-3 season. Mm-hmm. But that's how I feel. Now let's look at the rest of the ACC. Let's get into that because I'm not going to talk much more about this. Pat does have an ego. He does. I think he wanted a balance between the run and the pass. And it just didn't really happen. He got more than just a balance. He got more running. I mean, they were basically clowning the passing game on television. But let's really look at the rest of the ACC. Virginia defeats Georgia Tech 16-9. Still have no idea how he lost to them, but whatever. Clemson beat Syracuse 27-21. Syracuse led for most of this game, and they just... Clemson made a QB change, and that was in the end, that was the big difference. Their quarterback, Clemson's quarterback just couldn't get it done. I'm not going to pronounce his name. But I fully expect him to be in the transfer portal next year, and I'm sure he'll be at Pitt next year. Because I can see Pat going... Yeah, we saw this guy in the portal, and, you know, I don't know why he was there. You know, I don't know why Clemson gave up on him so much. Wake Forest defeats Boston College, so Boston College is a mess. Duke destroys Miami. I mean, it could be worse. We could be Miami right now, which we'll probably lose to them as well. We'll end up losing to them. I mean, they dumped all this money into their program, and they're worse off now as they were last year. And as we look at the rest of the top 25, was there really anything good happening? Well, Ohio State destroyed Iowa. We knew that. Bama defeats Mississippi State. LSU killed Ole Miss. TCU is 7-0, 38-20 over Kansas State. Oregon is 6-1. I'm surprised. I didn't think they would get this far at Bo Nix. I was wrong about that. But Oklahoma State defeats Texas, and they were without a whole bunch of people. They still won. Penn State defeats Minnesota. Cincinnati SMU, and Tulane kills Memphis. Well, Tulane beats Memphis 38-28. What was crazy about this, Tulane outscored Memphis. They had a 35-0 lead, and they were outscored 20-3 in the second half and still won. Well, if you do the math, that's quite obvious. But still, to give 20 points in the second half and still win is kind of, you know. Wow. No, I did watch the Steelers last night, and that game was a pile of garbage. The Steelers had every opportunity to win that game. Yeah. It just didn't happen. I mean, it's a whole combination of things. It's play... excuse me. It's play calling, receivers tripping over themselves, receivers who claim to be top three receivers... tripping over themselves. Part of it's Kenny as well. But I think eventually, as bad as things have been, Kenny kind of has to start showing. The potential's there. But eventually he's going to have to show that he can get it done. Because if he doesn't... I mean, there's just a little slope where if you just can't get over the hump, you're going to remain there no matter what. It doesn't matter what talent they put around you or what they change. You're still going to be where you're at. So eventually, Kenny is going to have to get it done, and that was a golden opportunity last night for him to get it done. And he just couldn't do. He was just unable to do it for several reasons. Well, for one, they had a nice drive towards the end. Well, the one drive they had what was it? A hold, illegal shift and a holding penalty back to back. I mean, so a lot of it's not his fault, but he's. I mean, the potential is there, but he's got to really show something, I guess is what I can say. Because the thing is a lot of these quarterbacks, when they get drafted and they get, when they're surrounded by a pile of shit, you know, a lot of times their confidence gets shook. And it doesn't, to a point where it doesn't matter what they put around them. They're just not going to get over that hump. And he's basically, he's got to do that. I mean, I saw here with David Carr and the Texans, where Carr was very talented, but the Texans' offensive line was horrible. Everything was, and by the time they put the pieces together for him, well, everything about him was just gone. Confidence gone. He took too many hits, and you know the Texans eventually moved on from him. That's what happens with some of these picks. You know, when they, you know, so I just don't want, you know, pick it to fall into that realm. I mean, you want your first round pick at QB to succeed because that's a very important piece of the puzzle. But I mean, Miami didn't do themselves no favors either. I thought they should have won this game by more. It's just the play calling seemed a bit odd with them because they were moving the ball on us. Or the Steelers, I should say, because I'm not part of the team. They would move the ball on them, and they would get to, you know, to the red zone, and they would sputter. It was like the play calling was just weird. I don't know. But if we look at Pitt's reign, I mean, we're going back to Pitt to close out. If we look at Pitt's reign as ACC champion, I mean, I think it lasted longer than a lot of things. I mean, it lasted longer than Chevy Chase's talk show that he had in the early 90s. I think that was all for like a few episodes, and that was it. They lasted longer than Ricky the Dragon Steamboat's reign as Intercontinental Champion. Because if you remember, he won the belt over Macho Man. And at WrestleMania 3, and then not too long after that, he lost to Honky Tonk Man. And I remember as a kid watching that and being shocked when he lost to Honky Tonk Man. Because I rooted so much for him to get revenge on Randy Savage, and he did. He finally got the win in that match against him at WrestleMania 3, which is probably. You can make the argument that was better than the Hogan-Andre match. I mean, it was just really good. But, I mean, it's hilarious when you read the backstories of all these because Ricky wanted to take some time off because I guess he was getting ready to have a baby or he was planning to have a kid with his wife. And Vince McMahon, being the man that the person he was, wasn't having it. So he made plans to have Ricky lose the belt, and it went to Honky Tonk Man. I remember, and Honky Tonk Man actually was a really good Eric Cardinal champion. And that's the same thing that happened to Hulk Hogan too. Hulk Hogan had this after being Andre had this dominance. Same thing. He wanted to have kids. Vince obviously wasn't having it. I mean, here was a guy who made your sport, your company, really popular. And in turn, you're not willing to let him take time off from the belt. So he ends up losing the belt on, I think it was Saturday night's main event, he lost it. I think he lost it to Bundy, I think, if I remember correctly. Either Bundy or Giant. I forget who it was he lost to. I have to look and see. It was either Bundy or Giant, one of the two. I think it was like a rematch or something. I think it was, yeah. The belt went to Ted DiBiase, supposedly, but then the commissioner vacated the title And then they had a tournament to see who would win it. But yeah, as a kid, I was crushed when Hulk Hogan lost the title. I think it pretty much killed my love for wrestling at that point, because I was a big wrestling fan at that point, and when he lost, I was like, eh, whatever. I stopped watching it. I didn't really start watching WWF until the Attitude Era. And that was late 90s. I mean, that's when it was really good. I mean, well, it was, they were doing a whole lot of stuff in that whole thing. I mean, it was basically sex, drugs, and rock and roll was that whole thing. But yeah, I mean, Pitt lasted longer than Ricky's reign as brand champion. Lasted longer than Chevy Chase's TV show. They last longer than a lot of things, so nothing to hang our heads on. That's something, you know, to think about as we close this podcast. Anyways, guys, Hell to Pit. Talk to you later in a week.